Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It's hump day. And you're getting through it. It got really dark in Lincoln, Nebraska in a short amount of moments. The sun was out, and then all of a sudden it just went lights out, everybody. Clap on, clap off. It's going to get really dark. We're expecting rain sometime around 5, according to what my phone says. So DPJ Foreman, Austin Orman here on a Wednesday. Again, we appreciate you. 402-464-5685 is the text line. Lots to talk about before we get into that. Austin Orman, let them know about the Mercado.
I would love to. They're our friends at Certified Piedmontese with every type of meat and every type of cut. Two Lincoln locations, 84th and Havelock, as well as 30th and Yankee Hill. Also one up in Omaha, 168th and Maple Streets. And don't forget, your lunch plans on Friday are at the Mercado at 84th and Havelock. They have their Friday lunch special from 11 to 2. It is not unlimited. It is first come, first serve. So get your butt there as close to 11 as you can if you want to make sure you get the good stuff. I haven't seen their post yet this week, but they will post it on their social medias. Follow them, find out, get there by 11.
Yeah, first day of Huskers football, and you start to think, oh, warm enough, you know, lots going on. And then plus with the Olympics, there's lots going on. But the story, the lead story would be that we have Husker football. And it's that day where you start to think about, well, how big of a dream can you dream? How big of a dream can you are you allowed to dream when it comes to Husker football?
Dream as big as you want. Doesn't mean it's going to come true, but why not dream big,
one,
you know?
Right, day one, every position is filled. Every player has they have more potential now than they will at any point between now and February. This is the greatest moment of potential.
Well, sure, everybody's everybody's 0-0, so everybody has the – you're everybody's on the same – technically on the same playing field, you know, they're starting off the same way. I think the biggest thing is, you know, like the funny thing you talk about, the you know, the team is the team. So this is 99.9% of the team, right? You only can get lucky in this isn't taking shots at anybody, but people don't realize when UCF had their undefeated season, I think Mike Hughes, the cornerback, they ended up being a first round corner. showed up on their, he went in the portal or got released from North Carolina like during Tua days, I think, or right before, right? And then the tight end that the Houston Texans drafted, he had went and played baseball, and then he came, you know what I'm saying? That's a once in, I'd say, 20-year opportunity that you get legit Power 5 NFL players at this, at the, what is that called? It's called the 23rd hour. So really the team is the team and everybody has an opportunity to, you know, cement themselves, but then also, you know, if the focus is on winning, it actually takes less burden. It takes the burden off of you individually. I think that's lost in today's sports, and whether it's basketball, obviously football, in some cases, maybe even like volleyball, because, you know, if you go from a club team and you are the number one, then you play a certain way because everything's centered around you in every sport. Baseball probably too. You know, there's a story about Frank Thomas. Now, granted, I love Frank Thomas, and that's a big brother. Anyways, I've seen him down in Vegas. But they always talked about, like, he wouldn't take, you know, a 3-1 pitch or a 3-0 pitch. Or it was something that he would, because he wanted to preserve his on-base percentage. So he would, you know, walk or something that you needed to do as a number three that he wouldn't do, right? But the reality is, and it's hard because everything's so individual driven through these, you know, these kids are getting a lot more attention through social media than myself have probably ever had in 4 years of starting here at Nebraska. And I was a part of 3 national championships, starter on 2. I mean, let's be honest, they have more pictures taken. Now, granted, there's more cameras, but they're showing up more individually motivated. What's lost in it is you don't have to be so, and I'm saying this because I would say this, you operate individually, because when I rolled down 10th Street there, I wanted to play my best game for me, my team, and everybody else. But you have to think collectively. It's the hardest thing to do. And by what I mean by that is look at the Patriots, right? And this is not downplaying anybody. Ty Law goes into the Hall of Fame. If Ty Law is probably not in the Patriots organization, I doubt he goes in the Hall of Fame that quickly, right? Willie McGinnis, who is the closer in the playoffs, does he get those 4 years in Cleveland when Romeo Crennel goes there? Does Mike Vrabel get to go to, you know, to the Chiefs, mm-hmm. right? Everybody benefits off of winning. You know, even like me, it's not even a question if Levante David was a better player than me. You know, he's going to be a Hall of Fame NFL player. I mean, we could probably go back and forth in college because I played on a better team and all that stuff, right?
You had more years. He only had 2.
Right. And all that, you know, he played the whole game. We can get into all, you know, all that. But there's a, you know, to the level that I played at, you know, I guess, you know, Hall of Fame and all that, there's a lot of guys that came through. But here's the difference. And this is different when I talked about the difference when, like, we used to go back and forth whether, oh, if I went to Iowa, if I went to Northwestern, well, I probably would have got drafted a little higher. You know what I mean? I probably would have better stats, right? But you know how many guys that were in that draft class from those two schools that nobody talks about versus winning a championship? And so that needs to be the focus because everything comes off of that. Coaches get head coaching jobs. Assistant coaches get coordinator jobs. Assistant coaches sometimes go and get head coaching jobs, albeit at a lower level, but it happens. Everything happens rapid, you know, faster. You want a perfect example? Look at
men. When we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Philadelphia Eagles from 2 years ago, they lose both their coordinators, right? And now they kind of been reeling, and but they're both head coaches, right? One's for your Colts, and the other one's for the Cardinals. And it's the professional level. It happens in college all the time. And if you look at Mel Tucker, right? Worked under Nick Saban, his defense coordinator. Then here comes Kirby. Look at Todd Grantham, who I'm very close with. Was down with Saban. Now he's got a defensive line job. There's tons of them. Lane Kiffin. It all comes off of winning. So if your focus is winning and doing the things you need to win, the individual stats and honors and accolades and the options, it just comes more. It actually comes. It's easier to get.
It feels like kids these days, whatever. But an immediate gratification.
Say it.
Kids these days have lost the ability to see big picture, and even just like the trust and the faith, right? If they don't see it tangibly in front of them, and I think we've all struggled with this, and I know I have at times in my own life. If I don't see the direct benefit, it's hard for me to want to, you know, always dive in, right? Whereas, you know, I go back to trust the process. If you do things for the collective, for the team, you probably won't know how it's going to work out for you in the end. But you will be better for it, and more likely than not, it'll come back around you in a way you might not expect.
You know, to be honest with you, before we go to break, I'll give you an example of how my NFL career actually got started. Got drafted probably later, obviously, than I would like. I go to a place that they already have their two deep set, make a couple plays on special teams, but then I'm what's called inactive. So you have a 45 active, 8 guys in, or 45 active, 8 inactive. That happens. I think it's like the first like 8 games. This is the most I ever watched football from the sidelines ever. You know what I mean? I mean, heck, when I was in Nebraska, we were at least up in the stands. You know what I mean? An offensive, what is it? Sam Rogers we knew he was going to play, but he kind of had like a strained hamstring, right? But I had practiced every position against the number one offense. So I practiced outside linebacker, I practiced inside linebacker. I'll never forget this. We're on the road against the Jets, and I'm active, right? And so Sam Rogers, you know, who's a great player, dropped out in the flat, kind of got – he tackled Curtis Martin, but Curtis Martin, if you ever Google Curtis Martin, he had these huge knee pads. I swear they had plastic in it, you know. Well, Sam got dinged up a little bit. Well, his actual backup – this is the funniest thing, DP. He was getting his breathe right fixed and colored. You know, like the breathe.
Yeah, tenet.
So he was getting – so everybody, because that was the whole thing, to open up your you know, your nose or whatever. Well, somebody's got to go in. Well, guess who ran up in there?
J.F. Foreman.
J.F. Listen, and I was playing outside linebacker on the line of scrimmage. This is back when they coming downhill. So, but I actually had paid attention, and I remember Ted Cottrell said, listen, when you're over there on the look team, this is your game, right? You're not getting any reps over here, so don't even look over here. You need to kick butt. So the training that I got, I was able to go in there and make some plays. The rest is history. And then 9 years later, you know, the NFL retired me. But you just never know. If I would have sat back and said, man, I'm inactive, I'm only going to be worried about playing defense, then, you know, who would have, you know, then I wouldn't have made, maybe they would have picked up a guy on the practice squad or off the, you know, free agent wire. And heck, I might not be sitting here.
Well, they say that luck is when opportunity meets preparation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how prepared I was because DP,
you were down the street prepared. You were right down the street prepared. But like
listen, when you playing 3-4 and Anthony Beck is there and they had another Brady, that big tight end from the
Kyle Penn Brady. State,
Kyle Brady, listen, you ain't prepared for that.
Yeah.
And I'm over here. I'm like, all right, listen, one thing that's not going to happen is you're going to run over me. You know, I'm going to make some play. I'm going to cause some havoc.
Well, you also, you know, you got to face the critic because your daddy would have called you immediately.
Oh, it's not even my dad. My dad would have asked what happened. Who really would have called me? Jamal. Sam.
Yeah.
My boy Adam would call him Big Cojones. Reggie and Quincy would have called me. They would have called me before, but they would have just kept speed dialing me and just went back.
You good? You good?
Oh, I got that call before. I tell you about Lamar Smith. I felt like Lamar Smith dragged me from 9th and O Street to 84th. And it probably was 4 yards. But it looked so bad. And that's the play you put on ESPN. And I'm making – it was an effort play. I ran from one side of the field to another. And it was like Bo Jackson running over Brian Balzer. There's no linebacker that could have made that play. And he always gave me problems.
My bad.
But when I got in there and I had to check my Nextel, I had 25 chirps. That's when you chirp because it was free because, you know, we got brothers got to save minutes. And then they just said, you know, we're going to leave voicemails. Dog, I seen you on ESPN. Are you all right? Click. Hey, what happened? Click. Hey, was that you? Click, Uncle Bush. Hey, man. You know you can't let nobody do that to you. Call me when your mind's right. Click. Then my dad.
Nighttime minutes. You got to get all those calls in, bro.
Oh, no. I called one person. Called my dad, and I said, man, you know what? I'm icing down. I was on the bus. I was like, I don't want to talk to nobody. That's a long 5-hour flight home from Buffalo, and we got destroyed. Brock Marion took one in the house. We were all excited for Alec Van Pelt to play. He pulled his hamstring. He pulled his hamstring in warmups. We had a dude named Josh Brown that we just picked up the week before playing quarterback. Yeah. But I got my 100 tackles, though. It hit my incentive.
There you go.
Well, actually, I had one.
Thinking individually and collectively.
It was the best thing that could happen. There it is. I took it for the team.
He was at 99, but he made that business decision.
No. Hey, but here's the problem. Now here's the business decision that I made, right? Because it's always like, oh, you don't want to show any loss on tape. I showed up at the game. I was at 96 tackles. So my agent was like, you know, you got to get 4 more to hit your incentive. I cleaned that up in the first quarter. I was at like 106. And when I tell you, I would never lie. I was at 106, and I should have just stayed on an even number. But I said, you know what? Let me go get one more, and that's what happened. Now would Lamar Smith probably have scored a touchdown? No, because I know Antoine Winfield would have hawked him, but it would have saved me a lot of mental anguish for a couple years.
Whole lot of phone calls.
Yeah. Because Lamar Smith reminded me of it, though.
Oh, every day. If he walked in here right now, he'd get a head nod.
Oh, I've seen him at a former player NFL thing. He just gave me like
– He gave you a head nod.
Yeah, I gave you work. Yeah. I gave you work.
Yeah.
I got him back, but he gave me work, though. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk about the – is it top 50, Austin?
Top 50.
Top 50 quarterbacks of college football. Interesting list led off by Baker Mayfield, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. DP, old school, we'll be right back.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.